Well, here we go again. Well, that wasn't right. I'm supposed to say the, I don't know if you can hear the racetrack in the background. Because I'm sitting out here on the racetrack. Talking about the news, according to me. And back in the main studio, not used to all these buttons. Pushing these buttons. I got the door open on the studio here. A lot of noise outside. I kid you not. Some days it's kind of like I'm sitting in the middle of a racetrack trying to do recording in this place. I do a lot of what I actually do. Many of you probably ask what I actually do. Maybe you don't. But you know what? I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you because that's what I do. That's what I do. That's actually what I do is I tell people what I do. That's all I do. I do a lot of voiceover work. You probably wouldn't guess that from the crackly old man voice that I have. But I actually do a lot of voiceover work. And which leads me again to the whole thing that everybody tunes in for. And I know that everybody wants to know this, but really my official title here at the TNA to Me studio is the tea drinker. And today I have What's in the Cup? In the What's in the Cup segment. We need to have the TNA to Me singers come in and do a little bumper for What's in the Cup. And today it's a peach tea. I'd say it's mostly peach tea. The rest of it's all sugar. It's a close call. It's about 50% sugar, 50% 50% sweet tea, and the other half is sugar. It's 50% peach tea, hot peach tea. Hot tea today. No honey, just hot tea and sugar. Regular, white sugar, not the fake, sweetener stuff. All the foo-foo stuff that people drink. Then I wonder why they have cancer later on in life. So there's a lot of headlines. I'm going to cover some headlines, possibly. And most of these headlines I'm getting from a source called ReliableNewsNow.com. It's got to be reliable because it's in the name. I'm assuming that's reliable. As well as some other headlines that I looked up on. I have YouTube. So I tend to look at the headlines. At least the my subscriptions and stuff. Stuff that, matters. I'm not sure why exactly that it does this to me. Whenever I pull it up, it always comes up as something else. I don't understand. It comes up as my regular Google account, which has no YouTube channel. Okay. So there's a few things on. There's a few things in the news that. This morning we talked about a lot of things about. Just general stuff about COVID and stuff like that. Stuff. I have more ammunition, you might say, in the form of information. But there's just a whole lot of stuff going on. And it's just, again, it's to the point of overwhelming the system. If they can keep enough things in the news cycle and they can talk about some kind of stupid twinkle toes thing that's going on about somebody, whatever, that doesn't matter. They love to do that. They love to get this. There's all kinds of stuff going on. They come up with some kind of a silly story about something. Even the left and right both do this. This morning on Brian Kilmeade, all they were talking about. Well, I have to admit, the lady, it's not Janice Dean. I can't remember her name. She had taken over for Brian this morning. And she actually, I think she does a better job than Brian Kilmeade. She allows her guests to speak their mind and doesn't, you know, she didn't degrade them. She didn't badger them or belittle them or anything. She disagreed with a few of them, which was fine. I have no problem with that. But she let them talk. And some of them had some very strong opinions on, you know, the whole vaccine thing and the COVID thing and all the stuff that's going on, masks and all that stuff. The kind of things that typically get people, if you have those opinions and you just let them be seen or known, they typically will ban you for having those opinions or block you or silence you or censor you, cancel you, knock you off of platforms all the time. It's just ridiculous. But you can turn around and have all kinds of racist views. Now, they were talking about Lightfoot quite a bit, Lori Lightfoot, the exceptionally wonderful mayor of Chicago, who has done nothing but, well, I'm sure the people there, I know of some people who live there who probably, one individual in particular, who just probably thinks she's the most wonderful person in the world and loves some of the things she's doing. One of the things she basically said recently was that she's not accepting any more interviews from anybody who's not white, or that is white, I'm sorry. Not accepting any more from anyone who is white. She only wants to have interviews. She will only talk to those who are people of color, minorities. She's talked to enough white people already this year. She's not going to give any more interviews. There you go. Represented an elected official represented to basically rule over you in Chicago and tell you, you know, she's going to be the ruler. Depart from my presence. You are too pale in skin color. I cannot talk to you. Depart from me. Off with your head. But she has she can't be racist because she has no institutional power. This is the mayor of Chicago. And I hear this argument all the time. Well, black people can't be racist because they have no institutional power. You can be president of the United States, but you have no institutional power. You can be the mayor of one of the largest cities in the country, but you have no institutional power, apparently. So you can't be racist. Well, I'm calling hogwash on that. Right up front. Let's just be clear about that. Bigotry, discrimination, and hatred can live in the heart of any person, regardless of the color of your skin. So let's just be clear about that. Whether you want to call that racism or not, I don't care what you want to call it. It doesn't live in the heart of an institution. It lives in the heart of people. So I'm glad I got that off my chest. So it's time to take a sip of peach tea. That's some good stuff there. All right, we have a lot of stuff going on. And the thing about Lori, And of course, Whitmer, Governor Whitmer, also, you know, Michigan's greatest ever governor, according to her, I guess she's got there's more information coming out about this whole little trip she took to Florida. I guess the main problem of it is, you know, she went on a private jet. And that's part of the problem. And now I guess there's some investigating going on about what happened there. I'm not going to press too much further into that until it all comes out, because I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But it's interesting stuff. Oh, sure, and nothing will happen because she has control of all these states. Now, there could be a federal investigation involved. But again, this is kind of stupid because she's sharing jackets with Nancy Pelosi, so I don't know. They're exchanging clothes, apparently, because Nancy Pelosi shows up to make us do a press conference and looks like she's got Gretchen Whitmer's jacket on. Maybe it isn't, but it sure does look like it. So we have all that going on. And we also have Joe Biden. And I just want to get this off my chest as well. I've got some things I want to get off my chest today. I'm in rare form because I'm in the main studio here at the TNA to me. I feel more powerful with my opinions. Not physically or influentially. I like this chair. Let's just put it that way. I feel like I can spout off more with this chair, in this chair. It's more like a throne. Not really, but it's more comfy. Gives me better support from my diaphragm. So I can speak with more, and I can speak louder without feeling like I'm going to fall off my chair. Well, I have Joe Biden. You know who he is? Have you heard of him? More votes than any president ever in the history of our country. Uh-huh. All from white men. That's where the difference was made up. The the Joester decided that he's going to make a comment. Now, the quote here that I'm seeing, I don't know if this is true or not. I haven't actually heard him say this, so I'm not sure if he actually said this. He said, get the vax or else. He's basically saying everyone needs to get the vaccination or else. Now, Biden, he's basically threatening the unvaccinated. This is Fox News' take on what he said. But it's pretty much the spirit of what he's saying. Now, he didn't say what else. He just said, get it or else. He didn't say what the else would be. But let me tell you something there, Joe buddy. I don't care if you're Donald Trump or Joe Biden or I don't care who you are standing in the White House with all your power that you think you have over me. See, that's not the way it's supposed to be. The highest office in the land is supposed to be the greatest servant to the people. To see to it that my liberties, my individual liberty, as JFK would put it, is not threatened. And you, sir, are threatening me, from what I can tell. Telling me I'm going to get stuck or else? What else, sir? What are you threatening me with? This is where you're poking the nation in the eye. And I guarantee you there are some people who will not take this very kindly. I don't take it kindly. And I'm a peace-loving guy. And I don't like this at all. Regardless of whether I want to get the vaccination or whether, maybe I've got it, maybe I don't. Who knows? But don't tell me I have to get it. Or else. You're supposed to be representing me, defending my rights, not lording over me. This is a representative republic, by the way. And I consider that to be an enemy of the republic. Because you don't understand what this nation was founded on and what the republic is all about. If you're going to sit there and threaten people, because of this virus that you have blown way out of, you've had people so scared for over a year that if you don't wear a mask, everybody's going to die. There's been more mask wearing in this nation in the last in the last 8 to 10 months than at any time in our history. We were told that all we had to do was wear masks, and we'd save 100,000 lives, according to Joe. 100,000. Not 110, not 90. They had it right there on the money, 100,000 lives. Science. Because they know, 100,000. That's how many lives they saved by everybody wearing masks. Somehow they figured that all out. And they're still not really sure how this thing spreads. Now they're finding out that, you probably didn't have to wash off all your, you know, to sanitize all your fruits and vegetables and your packages and your cardboard, stuff that came in them, you know, all your food that you got from the grocery store. Because they're finding out that this thing is basically spread by vaporized liquid moisture. Now, these are the same people who think that you have to wear a mask. It has gotten so out of control, so out of control, that you have to wear a mask. These kids who are, now they're finding out, they're finally admitting, are so immune to this virus that it's absolutely, of course, they want to stick your kids. They want to stick everybody's kids. Which concern any childbearing age individual, in my opinion, don't get this thing. That's my opinion. I'm not telling you not to. I'm just saying it's my advice to you. I wouldn't dig it. No way. And if I was under 30 years old, I would say, you know, this probably is not a good idea. Because the absolute, the risk, unless you got some kind of comorbidity issues, that's just, I'm not a doctor. Don't take my advice. You know, I'm just saying, that's what I would tell my kids. So there you go. That's my opinion. And then you got these knuckleheads out there that are telling kids in high school wrestling. You know what wrestling is? It's a full body contact sport. There's no way to avoid sweating on each other, spitting on each other, breathing on each other. You're right up next to each other. And they want them to wear masks. And if the mask comes off during the match, they stop the match, have to replace the mask. And then they start the match over again. This is absolute insanity, folks. It is absolute insanity. That is the epitome of stupidity. See what I did there? Epitome, stupidity. I don't even know what I did there. I don't think I did anything. Maybe you could see what I did there. So this is the kind of nutty, crazy, stupid things we got going on now. And, you know, there are some places in the country now that are actually noticing how, like, nutty and crazy some of this stuff is. And one of the things that's happening is that if I could find it here. There it is. 5 Oregon counties vote to secede and join Idaho. 5 Oregon counties. Now, the map I'm looking at right now, I don't understand how this map looks like it's a huge area. And it doesn't look to me, I don't know. Let me see if I can find a better map of this, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Idaho and let's see if I can find a better map of this, because this looks like it's a huge chunk of Oregon. So let's look at the images here so I can kind of get a better view of what's going on here. Okay, so these are the counties that we're looking at. Owyhee County. So we got Ada, Canyon, Caldwell, Payette, Elmore. Now, Idaho has a very small population, by the way. It's not huge anyway. Montana, Washington, Oregon. Oregon is about halfway. It's there's about that there. Let's see if I can find a map of the U.S. because that's really where we got to go with this. We got to go back to a map of the where did that go? Okay, here we go. Let's go to DuckDuckGo. And if we look at this thing, now my understanding is there's a huge number of counties. There's five counties in Oregon. So let's look at that. Okay, so we got that all set up there. Counties in Oregon. And secede. How do you spell secede? Let's go with that. So let's see what this looks like. Oh, they're not wanting to promote this at all. Let's see what happens here. We have, these aren't tiny counties. This map is real. This is ridiculous. There's a movement, I guess, for greater, what's called Greater Idaho. And the counties that voted for this thing, there's five of them, I guess. Let's see if I can pull this up and take a look at it. The counties that did this, Sherman, Jefferson, Lake, Union, Grant, Baker, and there's more than five there. What's going on with that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 counties here, according to this, but five of them supposedly. I guess there's a movement for the Greater Idaho movement, which goes all the way to the coast. There are about another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 counties there that need to vote on this whole thing for it to go all the way to the coast. I don't know if they've voted yet or if they're not voting. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. I'm not sure how this works. Two of the counties are right on the border of Idaho, and then there's two others that joined them. My assumption is that they could probably go ahead and secede. So I don't know. I need to find out more about this movement. But this is the kind of stuff that's going on, because the craziness of stuff like, you know, wrestlers wearing masks. All of the vaccinated people have to wear a mask in some states still. And now, Nancy Pelosi in the capital of democracy, in the temple of democracy, in the Capitol building, she wants to require that 100% of the House representatives get vaccinated. She's going to make it a requirement to get vaccinated there. Now, think about this for a moment. Okay. These are not her employees. These are our employees. They're representatives we've sent there. And her decision is to make them get the vaccination. Here again, this gives you some insight to the mentality and the mindset that she has with regard to the country. if she wants to require your representative to get vaccinated, well, what do you think she wants to do to you? She thinks even less of you because you're not living in the temple of democracy over there. So you can bet your bottom dollar she wants you vaccinated too. I guarantee you. She wants the 100% vaccination thing going on. So keep that in mind. And, you know, here again, people like Ron Johnson, he had COVID. There are more and more studies coming out saying that if you've had COVID, you have the antibodies, you are almost identically as unlikely to get it again as anyone who's been vaccinated. There's about a 20% chance you can get it if you're vaccinated.
And the variants, you know, there's the variants. So we have to have a pause on the variants.